com.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to drop a question in off air for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 855-200-1776, just press 1. It is time for our radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We do it each and every Wednesday at the 10 o'clock hour. Your chance to talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer. A couple other opportunities to talk with Congressman Cramer as well on Monday, December 16th. Some more coffee discussions as he's going to be having coffee with Cramer in Garrison, North Dakota, from 5 until 6 p.m. at the Stony End Supper Club in Garrison. And on Thursday, December 19th, coffee with Cramer in Harvey, North Dakota, from 5 until 6 p.m. at the Cobblestone Inn and Suites Conference Room in Harvey. So you can stop by either one of those locations if you're in that area, or your opportunity to talk with Congressman Cramer right now at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Congressman, welcome back to the program. We did not get a hold of the congressman yet, but he does have those events coming up. Probably got hung up in Washington a little bit, or well, maybe the weather conditions. I mean, maybe that's carrying over into Washington a little bit, Scott.
I think he's back home, actually.
Is he?
I could be wrong. I don't know.
He's a busy guy. He's just bouncing around all over the place.
And by the way, Rick in Buxton is first to go here, so as soon as Congressman Cramer's on, we'll go to you. We also have a couple of off-air calls. Reason we suggest the off-air line is we very often end up running out of time in this talk radio town hall. So the reason for the off-air line is just to help us manage the time a little better and make sure you get your question in. So, and we did last weekend with a couple of people that didn't get their questions in. So always better to call earlier in the hour, and you can call those numbers 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email your questions in, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a couple by Facebook as well, and go to our Facebook page and leave them there. Or the off-air line is 855-200-1776. As soon as it answers, press 1, and you'll immediately get linked up and be able to leave your question and or your comment. Check the temps here while we're waiting. Fargo snowing with some freezing fog and 19 degrees, the north wind at 14. Bismarck, 6 degrees with light snow and that wind whipping around north-northwest at 20 miles an hour.
That's the biggest problem with the visibility right now is that wind's blowing pretty good in some of the western portions of the state.
Coldest in Minot. Actually, Williston's colder. It's 3 in Williston, 5 in Minot, but the winds are really calm in Minot right now. Northwest at about 4 miles an hour. Williston, 3 degrees. North-northwest wind at 10 miles an hour. Tioga, light snow, 3 degrees, winds north-northwest at 12. Stanley looks windy, 20 miles an hour there. What have I forgotten? Overcast in 23 in Wahpeton, light snow, 14 in Valley City. Jamestown, light snow in 9 and winds north-northwest at 23 miles an hour. How about that? You know that caller last hour that said his number one pet peeve, his number one bit of advice for folks was to buckle up. Remember that call?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else disagrees with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of the seatbelt issue. You know, it's all about control, government control. Half the reason the damn thing was even put in was just another excuse to be able to pull you over. You know, you can argue the safety thing all day. It's my life. The government isn't telling me what to do. I'm not hurting anybody else by not wearing my seatbelt. I drive an F-350 that weighs, what, 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 pounds? I don't know. It's heavy. And there ain't much chance. And I'm sick of the statistics, too. Every time somebody gets killed on the road, they automatically say it was because of the seatbelt issue if they didn't have it on. How do we know? You know, yeah, they got ejected, possibly, whatever. But I had a friend that got ejected from his truck, went out the back window, and he would have been dead if he wasn't because the motor was sitting in the front seat. So you can argue all day. My argument is I'm sick of the government telling me what to do, just like the ethanol issue. I'm sick of them telling me I have to buy ethanol. because I can't get anything else right now, or whatever. Obamacare, you name it. It's an individual's choice. I don't say this much because you'll try to change that law, but I can drive my motorcycle down the road 75 miles an hour in most states in this country, and a seatbelt ain't going to help me there, and I don't got to wear my helmet because it's my choice. Thanks.
Well, I will say this, though. The one point of contention I will have with that is if you're ejected from an accident, your insurance rates are probably going to go up, and that's going to cause everybody else's insurance rates to go up. So that does affect somebody else. I don't ever wear my seatbelt in town. I just don't. It's a habit I've not gotten into. I always wear a seatbelt on the highway, though. Joining us now, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Kevin, thank you for joining us. Our radio town hall once again. A couple of coffee with Cramer events coming up. I told everybody where to find you there, but of course, the best way to get a hold of Congressman Kevin Cramer, right here on the radio, where you are accessible each and every Wednesday at 10 o'clock hour for your constituents of North Dakota. Welcome back to the program.
Great to be back, and I'm sitting here in Washington, D.C., where it's I don't want to say it's balmy, but by comparison, I'm afraid it might be what I'm hearing.
Just a little bit. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's get to our first question for Congressman Cramer. Rick in Buxton, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Rick.
It's an honor and a privilege to speak with you this morning, sir.
It's mine.
Well, thank you. What I wanted to speak to you about or ask you about this morning was, you know, I listen to talk radio all the time. I drive for a living.
Mm.
I hear all day long about all the stuff that Obama has done wrong.
Sure.
That really sticks to my craw, you know.
Sure.
What needs to be done? What has to happen to get this guy impeached? You name it. For the last 5 years, he's been doing running stuff this way. He doesn't listen to the people. He just brands whatever he wants to do through. And it's obviously, you know, what needs to be done? Who needs to start this? Where does it need to start? Why hasn't somebody started it yet? I'll hang up and I'll listen to your comments. Thank you very much, Governor.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. And Buxton, Buxton is a great little town, and I remember I had my political science teacher at Concordia College was from Buxton and used to always refer to Buxton. Anyway, with regard to impeaching the president, of course, what has to take place is not only do they have to be impeachment proceedings in the House of Representatives and articles of impeachment brought, and then the hearing process, and then a vote on the House floor, but to truly complete impeachment and to have it actually result in the removal of office requires a prosecution by the Senate, and I don't think there's any secret that that would be impossible given the Senate, because they seem to defend him at all costs. I mean, if you look at the most recent government shutdown and our attempts to fix Obamacare, everything from defund it to repealing it to delaying it for a year to delaying the individual mandate to requiring members of Congress and the cabinet, the president's staff, and the president himself to live under the same rules, every one of those tweaks and amendments was rejected by every Democrat in the United States Senate. Harry Reid held 54 votes and could basically cast them all as one vote every single time. And so the idea that we could impeach him, you know, I think is remote to say the least. Having said that, I think Rick should understand that we in the House have dozens every week, dozens of oversight hearings on this administration. And this week, there's a very strong focus on the unilateral legislating that this president does, and it's clearer with regard to to his health care act than anything, where after the Congress passed a really bad law 3 years ago, I mean a really bad law and straight party line vote and his signature piece of legislation done with some parliamentary trickery even, he has been changing that law every time it becomes inconvenient for him. He changes it by fiat. What he does do is he opposes every attempt by Congress to fix the law, and then he'll just take and so-called fix it himself with an executive fiat. That is beyond, in my view, his constitutional authority. Now, he oftentimes uses selective enforcement as the main means of doing it, and that's how he gets around, I think, the constitutionality challenge. But he's done it so much and with such abandon, that reckless abandon, that it's at this point worthy of of review. In fact, I think, you know, Chairman Bob Goodlatte, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, has actually initiated, not impeachment proceedings, I want to be very clear about this, but very specific oversight proceedings regarding the president's use of selective enforcement and executive fiat.
Yeah, by the way, I was down with a count, down for the count with the flu yesterday, and so I managed a little time watching the House Judiciary Committee yesterday on presidential powers in the Constitution, and the panel of legal scholars, they were going chapter and verse through things that are, you know, questionable at the very least on the Constitution. And the legality of some of these decisions were just staggering. I mean,
there would be a video of that on the C-SPAN website. That would be worth clipping and posting a link to, Scott, because it was absolutely incredible.
We have more calls waiting. We'll get to you when we come back. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall after this timeout.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Grab your calendar, circle the weekend of December 6th and 7th, and put a note. Let's make some memories at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, and their second annual Griswold Christmas Vacation Weekend. What a package they put together for you. The fun starts Saturday morning when their pastry chefs are going to help you in the 502 restaurant make some good old-fashioned favorite cookies and holiday treats. Even a gingerbread house. That sound like fun? They'll bake your treats for you, box them up nice for you to take home. You get 5 dozen to bring home. In the afternoon, if you'd like, they'll give you a permit map, everything you need to go into the forest, cut down your very own Christmas tree, just like Clark Griswold did. And you can relax in your room, take a walk in downtown Walker, all those unique stores decked out for the holidays. Saturday night, they're showing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, serving up hot apple cider and ugly sweater contest. You can't beat this fun. And guess what? The entire weekend, with everything included, starts at $299 for the Griswold Christmas Vacation Package. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com, or call now, 888-CHASE-06.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV. And now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us. And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanlon. We're taking your questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Telephone number is 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So just to finish on the call from Buxton and his concern saying, hey, I hear all these things. What can we do about it? Obviously, hearings is one example, so exposing it, getting some sunshine on it. But he specifically mentioned impeachment, I know this hearing yesterday didn't exactly mention impeachment, but basically it's sort of dancing around it because it's saying here's things where you've violated the law or gone against the Constitution. You know, are you hearing more and more from folks who want some real action on impeachment?
All the time. More and more all the time. In fact, it was the topic of some discussion yesterday morning at the at Republican conference. Again, not, I want to be careful because there's a big distinction between impeachment and you know, the dancing around it, as you said, Scott. But yes, there was talk of it because we are hearing so much of this from people like Rick and others that, that are very concerned about the overreach, the constitutional overreach that this president seems to be engaged in nearly on a daily or weekly, if not daily basis, where he legislates by executive fiat. And that, that goes not only to, not only to the president, but to, of course, all of his agencies and agency heads, whether it's the EPA or the attorney general himself. Remember, the attorney general, Eric Holder, has been held in contempt by Congress, and that is a contempt charge that has been held up in federal court. So, you know, what's happening, I think, is that, that they're feeling this squeeze coming down for so long. It was, it appeared that the president and the administration was being enabled when that was never the case by the House of Representatives. We have had hundreds and hundreds of oversight hearings. In fact, we get an oversight review every week by our leadership on all the oversight hearings that we're having in, you know, the week coming up. And I'm vice chairman of one oversight hearing in science, space, and technology. And so, in science-based technology, we've had oversight hearings on things like the CO2 emission standards set by the EPA, the fracking rules set by the EPA, the Interior, the Department of the Interior. And so we do a lot of oversight on this administration. That is the, that's one of the roles of the House of Representatives, and as part of a divided government, it's why, it's what the founders had in mind, of course, when they created three branches. It's just that this president has overreached so much on his, on the executive branch, to the point where he's created a fourth branch known as, you know, as the agencies. So we have a growing bureaucracy, and it's what the founders warned us about.
Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Kurt and Mandan, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hi, Kurt.
You know, when you throw around this word impeachment, I come up with two things. One, did the Affordable Care Act go in front of the Supreme Court?
But do we, but what's your point?
Well, I'm asking. It did go in front of the Supreme Court, correct?
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was heard in front of the Supreme Court, deemed to be constitutional.
And that's a separate branch. Right. When you're talking impeachment, are you aware of the language in the Constitution required for impeachment? What I'm getting at is, what a waste of time. Let's either get rid of this thing, fix it, but to go back and forth over this stuff and to use, I'll bet you every nickel either one of you got that this president will not be impeached. You want to bet?
No, he will not be. I think you're right. It's very unlikely, and I don't advocate impeachment. I never have advocated, and that's why I've been so careful this morning not to advocate for it. And the point isn't whether the Affordable Care Act was upheld by the Supreme Court. That's not debatable any longer. What's debatable is whether or not the president can change the law by executive order every week, and he does it on a very regular basis, starting out with the 1 year relief on the employer mandate. You can keep your health care if you like it. Fix that we tried to pass. Well, we did pass in the House of Representatives, and he did it by executive fiat under his conditions. The waiver for unions, all kinds of things that are not in the law, he has changed by executive order. I think that's where a lot of people are frustrated with regard to his constitutional overreach. It's not the law itself.
And
the problem with the law itself is obvious. It's a policy problem. But Kurt's exactly right in that it was passed by Congress in a legal fashion, and it was deemed by the Supreme Court to be constitutional, and that's the law. But that's also why there's a Congress. It's also why there's a Republican control of Congress.
I was also amazed, I must say, that for Kurt, though, at that Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday, how many issues unrelated to Obamacare that are the same issues. And, for instance, lack of enforcement. Executive orders to say don't enforce laws we have on the books right now on illegal immigration, as an example.
Right.
I mean, there's others besides, there's other constitutional questions here besides Obamacare, right?
Oh, lots of them, yeah. No, there's lots of them. And and that was the point of yesterday's hearing. Obamacare gets a lot of the attention these days for obvious reasons, and again because it's the executive privilege has been so overstated and overused beyond the constitutional boundaries on that particular law, not the passage of the law itself, mind you, again. But I'm not a big advocate for impeachment because, like Kurt, I think it's a waste of time. If you're not going to succeed at it, sometimes the exercise is worth it if you think that it's such a gross violation that it demands it. But in this particular case, I don't think the exercise is worth it because it would be a distraction to fixing the healthcare system in our country, repealing the law if that's what we're going to do, or repealing parts of it, which is what we're trying to do at this point, is, I think, a far more productive exercise than trying to impeach the president over it.
We had a call come in off here earlier. We want to get in. 855-200-1776, if you would like to leave a question off here that we'll play on the program, or you can call us live, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Here's the next one.
I have a comment for Congressman Cramer or anybody else. When you're talking health care issues, why isn't there any talk about getting the lawyers out of their health care business? I'm sure to make a lot of difference in the cost of premiums and in what the health care is. But wow, they should have worked on the cost of health care first rather than tearing the whole system down and starting there. Thank you.
Well, I think probably
is the question, huh?
Yeah, no, he's right on point. And that's why when Republicans, there are over 200 bills introduced by Republicans dealing with health care. And one of the key components of it is tort reform and limiting the damages that a doctor the doctor's insurance company has a pain. And of course, the doctor pays for it through his premiums, and it results in doctors in many cases providing health care based on avoiding the lawsuits rather than what's best for the patient. And so North Dakota did this probably, I don't know, 20 years ago, if not more, with the North Dakota legislature. I think when Ed Schaefer was governor, they passed some tort reform with regard to damages, limiting damages and awards with regard to malpractice. So that is one, and that's one of the areas that many of the Republican bills, including one that I'm a co-sponsor of, deals with, along with
Congressman, hold on a second. We're up against a break. We'll get Chuck and Jeff and let you finish up when we come back. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Your chance to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I'm Steve Bacher with Scott Headed, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service for coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are back at it this weekend, and it's a good reminder to get into a PetroServe USA location and get yourself registered for their $10,000 giveaway. Two more $500 gift cards will be given away during the KVLY PetroServe USA Bison football pregame show. So stop in and register at any of the PetroServe USA 21 locations. While you're there, you can fill up and use E15, save yourself 20 cents a gallon. And fill the tummy up, too, on the 4-for-4 special. Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA locations. You get 4-for-4 every day. The 4 I'm talking about are the personal pan hot stuff pizza, single topping, 2 delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop. All that for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. So it's a great way to go. 4-for-4 every day. The single topping hot stuff, personal pan pizza, the 2 cookies of your choice, and the 20-ounce drink. 4 items, $4 every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And get in there and get registered to win some cash, too. Look for the Bison logo on the counter at a PetroServe USA location near you. Okay, back to the phones here at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Chuck in Newtown, your question, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My question for the congressman is, you know, between Obamacare and the federal government is also pushing education standards, is there any traction with the states using, I mean, there is such a thing as state sovereignty, which was built into our Constitution.
Yes.
Try to put a to step back from a centralized government, which is going to turn into a monster. It already has. But the states have this option. And my question is, do you hear of any traction in states finally trying to rein in the federal government? In that
yeah. No, Chuck raises a great point and a great constitutional point and constitutional question. And that's why I support more of a return to federalism in the traditional sense, and that in honoring states' sovereignty, which is why I have sponsored bills, and in fact, we've passed some very good bills in the House, and as recently as the week before last, that, you know, that regains rights for the states. The problem, of course, is getting that done at the federal level. So, can states sue the federal government, for example, for their rights in certain situations? Perhaps they can. But I think, Scott, this raises really the fundamental question, the fundamental difference between my philosophy and the philosophy that's dominant over in the Senate, for example, and that is, you know, trusting states. And if you do an analysis of the 50 states and the governors that run the 50 states, you will see a very different picture between the states that are run by Republican governors and states that are run by Democrat governors. And the Republican governors, support a stronger state system and more state sovereignty and anonymity to some degree. And I think that's exactly where we need to get. And Chuck raises the perfect point. I bring this up nearly on a daily basis in the House and my committee assignments, because so much of what the federal government does is an imposition of rules regarding agriculture and energy. And in both of those industries, what the federal government does is restrict development and economic activity, and nobody does it better than North Dakota, and in most cases nobody does it better than the state, and whether they do it better at the state level or not isn't really up to the federal government to decide. It should be up to the states to decide, because that our system is a system of 50 United States, not counties, not a centralized federal government, but states, and that's where most of the power ought to be. And so can states take a greater role in pushing for that? I think they do in a larger degree. They're asking for it, pleading for it. Governors are asking for it. But what you can do beyond that, just remember that the elections have consequences.
Let's get back to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Robin Minot, your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm excellent, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. See, I hear a lot of people talking about impeaching this president.
Yeah.
And to me, impeaching is more or less a congressional procedure. It really doesn't do a whole heck of a lot.
No.
And now, the thing that I'm seeing is he's broken the law on so many different occasions, especially with Obamacare. Why are we not pressing charges against this man?
Well, how do you do that when you have a U.S. attorney or an attorney general, that's in contempt of Congress himself, who's probably, frankly, and this does come up pretty regularly recently and has this week, if anybody, if there's a strong case for an impeachment that actually would prevail all the way through the United States Senate, it would be of Eric Holder. Therein lies a guy that the evidence is probably greater against than even the president of the United States. All of that said, though, again, I'll get back to my original point. Even bringing charges, I don't know who would bring those charges if not the federal law enforcement agency. So then you're stuck with some sort of civil court process, and we know that there's immunity, and there are all kinds of challenges to that. As a free society and in a representative republic, we still have the ballot box, and that's where I think we have to, we have to become more active and activist and exercising our rights at the ballot box to make sure that the right people are elected into the right offices to make sure this stuff doesn't happen. The problem we have now is we have three more years of Barack Obama, who got on TV again yesterday and said, he's committed for the next 3 years to fighting for this health care law that is become an absolute disaster, and he's becoming just about the only guy left in the country that thinks it isn't. We have 3 years in which to deal with this guy. I want to get back to something just a little bit ago that Chuck said regarding education standards, for example, is one of the examples he was using in terms of the heavy hand of the federal government. And, the House of Representatives did pass our Students Success Act, which replaces the No Child Left Behind, which brings all of that authority that the federal government has absorbed, if you will, in education standards, and gives it back to the states, including things like Common Core. It basically outlaws it as a federal mandated standard and says, no, it's up to you, the states, to set your own standards. That is a bill that passed the House of Representatives and so far has been stuffed in the bottom drawer of Harry Reid's desk, never to see the light of day in the Senate. So we have to have, we have to get some pressure on Democrats in the Senate to, stand beside Harry Reid and say, look, buddy, either get out of the way or we're going to, we have to move. We can't just be in gridlock.
All right, we have a few other calls that have come in previously. Wanted to get questions in with Congressman Cramer. That off-air line, 855-200-1776. Press 1. Here's the next one.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I have a comment on Obamacare and also for Congressman Cramer. The only thing that we should be talking about is full repeal, and I know Obama said that he won't let it repeal while he's president. Well, then let's get him impeached and let's get him out of there. This whole Obamacare was sold to us on a fraudulent basis. Everything we were told about was a lie. We shouldn't even be discussing this. The only thing that we should be discussing is how to get rid of this And I sure hope Congressman Kramer understands that and he fights. And nobody should sign up. That's the one thing that we can do is just not one person sign up for this debacle. And I don't know why doctors aren't getting involved. I've asked several doctors that I've talked to over the last several months, and every single one of them said that it's going to kill the health industry. Why aren't doctors organizing and having news conferences? And I'm going to hold Kevin Kramer accountable, and he needs to do what he can. He does not need to get behind this and say it's the law now. It needs to stand up, and we need to work with it because it's the law. But we were all lied to get this passed. It would have never been passed otherwise. And remember that just because it's a law doesn't mean it's right. Remember, slavery was a law, too. So that's the only thing we should be talking about is how we can dismantle and get rid of this thing. Thank you.
Okay, he raises a lot of interesting points there. And one, let's be very clear about a few things. And one is I have never supported Obamacare. I have voted to repeal it or defund it, to delay it, to live under it. My wife went over the exchange rules the other day and looking at plans because we're going to have to go on it as a result of the president's law. Yes, passed on a lie. Yes, he continues to tell the, fairy tales about it. My premiums as a member of Congress are going to go up 300 to 400% because of this health care law. So I get it completely. I've never voted to fund it. Every now and then I get accused of having voted to fund it. I've never voted to fund it. Funding was secured in 2010 when it was made a mandatory funding. And I know a lot of people don't believe that's the case, but that is the case. It is mandatory spending. Now, with regard to no one should sign up, I don't disagree with him there, and especially people that haven't had it before. But remember, 36,000 North Dakotans are getting cancellation notices, so they're going to be without insurance, and they're going to need to do something. That said, remember also that no one can be denied health care, denied insurance. And one of the things that the Obamacare is built on, the promises it's built on, is something I think a lot of people didn't see coming, even though a lot of Republicans did. And we've been warning people about this. This is what the government shutdown was about for 2 weeks. We were trying to save Americans from this law. Besides all the obvious taxes that are in it, let's not forget, and I appreciate these talked about doctors because you don't hear a lot from doctors. I hear from them. They want to make sure that there's a doc fix that's permanent, that we repeal the sustainable growth rate in Medicare so that they can get reimbursed properly, to which I say, but the American Medical Association supported Obamacare. They endorsed Obamacare, which took, what, $700 billion out of Medicare that could be used to pay doctors more. And so, the problem, I think, that he raises is one of power. And this president puts a lot of pressure on people and on their organizations in this town being Washington, D.C., and their leaders, and they're afraid to take him on. They're afraid to speak out against him. Look at the members of his administration that have even raised questions. They end up unemployed very quickly. So Washington politics has become Chicago politics. And so it's become very difficult to stand up to this man. But I think this caller makes a very important point that people in the healthcare industry need to stand up to him. They need to hold news conferences. They need to write letters to editor. They need to reveal this because guess what? You don't get to keep your doctor. You don't get to keep your healthcare plan, regardless of the promise that the president made. That is the truth. So we need to do everything we can to undo Obamacare. I'm committed to that. I continue to be committed to that. And that, in some cases, will be outright repeal, which we've voted for in the past, but we have to get it past the Senate.
Congressman, we're coming up against a break, right. And I want to get one Facebook question in here before we get back to the callers after the break. So I do want to ask you this, and we'll get your answer on the back side. Adam weighs in on our Facebook page. Will SNAP ever be excised from the Farm Bill like it should be? We'll get the latest update from the Farm Bill from Congressman Kevin Kramer when we come back. More of your calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken for Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Back on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. Final segment in our talk radio town hall from Congressman Kevin Cramer. And as usual, we are short on time. We'll try and get everybody here. Mike in Jamestown is next. Keith in Minot, and some Facebook and off-air questions as well. But first, Steve had a question on the farm bill. Quick update on the conference committee and when you think this thing
will be
done.
Sure. The conference committee, I think, is meeting right now, as a matter of fact, or at least the leadership in the conference committee is meeting right now. We're not, you know, remained cautiously optimistic, but time's running out to get something done yet this year. The Senate's not in session this week. The two of us, both the House and Senate, will be in session next week. So that's kind of the last opportunity. His question specifically on the Facebook question was, will SNAP ever be excised from the farm bill? And my short answer is I doubt it. While they were separated in the House, they were put back together for the purposes of conferencing. And but one of the areas that, you know, difference is while they were put back together, they were put on different time tracks. The one was for a 3-year authorization, the other for a 5-year, which would then make them permanently excised one from the other in terms of the renewal dates for the two. So what's that issue are a number of things, not the least of which is conservation compliance being a condition of participation in the crop insurance program. Guys, and this is a very important point, and I want to say it very clearly. I have had dozens of North Dakota farmers tell me that if conservation compliance is a condition of participation in the crop insurance program, they will drop the crop insurance program. And that's very scary, and that is the result that we do not want to have happen, because if that happens, the crop insurance program may become actuarially unsound. It's not allowed by law to be actuarially unsound, which then means that frankly, the rates would have to go so high for the people who can least afford to be without it that they might not be able to afford to buy it. And so this is an area of great concern. The House separated conservation compliance from crop insurance. The Senate has them tied together. It's an area of disagreement and great contention. So that's a major issue. The other major issue is this issue of using base acres versus planted acres as the baseline for the commodity title. The House uses planted acres, which has a more of a market distortion impact to it. I understand that. The Senate wants to use base acres, which is more traditional. I understand the value of that. My hope is that the conferees can come to some agreement where they would modify the base, and granted that would be a compromise that no one would love, but hopefully everyone could live with. Those are some of the bigger issues of the day.
We're running out of time, as usual. Short questions and answers for we'll get as many calls in as we can. Mike in Jamestown, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hi, I have a solution to this whole Obamacare mess. Everybody can just cancel their insurance and pay their doctor directly. Reinstate the free market and be done with this third, fourth, and fifth party participation in your health care.
Well, Mike makes an important point, because healthcare is like education, lots of other areas where there are third parties involved or more in the middle of the market, of the free market. What happens, of course, is inflation rates are much higher because there's a little bit of distance between who pays and who gets the service. And that's part of why the inflation for healthcare has skyrocketed over the years. I don't know that that's a realistic solution, but I kind of like it.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Keith Minot for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead. You're next.
Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Keith.
I'm a superintendent south of Minot. I'm a big supporter of yours.
Thank you.
I've got a comment and a question. The comment is, don't go on hard camp. He's not doing you any good.
Okay.
And just a comment.
I appreciate that.
My question is, Kevin, the only way we're going to beat Obamacare is see what happens in 2014 with the fall elections. Am I correct there? Really, we can do all these maneuvers and try to slow this down, but it's the law now until we change it.
Yeah.
And we need Republicans to do that.
Well, Keith, you obviously did well in civics class, and you're right. We need a Senate, a willing Senate to help us undo some of these things, and a president that will sign it into law. Now, I will say this, that the process still matters, and the exercise still matters, because it does shine some light on the situation. We now have 8 Democrat senators, all of whom just happened to be on the ballot in 2014, who have signed on to a bill similar to the House-passed bill that says if you like your health care, you can keep it. We had 39 Democrats vote for that bill that I was an original sponsor of in the House, and now there are 8 Democrats that are proposing it in the Senate. It will be interesting to see if Harry Reid even lets it come for a vote, because obviously when you take 45 Republicans and 8 Democrats, you have a majority. And now that Harry Reid is with the help of a straight party line vote, again, all Democrat senators, well, there are a couple that actually didn't support it, but enough of them did, has initiated the nuclear option on certain things in the Senate. It only requires 51 people to pass something now. So I wouldn't give up on it. I'm not going to give up on it, but you're right. Elections have consequences.
Thanks for the phone call. Quickly, Facebook question. Julia wants to know, do you think that the government shutdown will happen again in January, Congressman?
I do not believe it will, Julia. In fact, I believe that before we leave next week for the Christmas recess, that there will be a budget that will either be a continuing resolution short term, and hopefully there'll be a budget deal between the House and Senate conferees. Right now it's probably a 50-50 chance that we're going to have a larger deal done that will give a top line number for the appropriators of the two chambers. And that would be a great encouragement, because what we'd do then is probably be able to pass an omnibus bill that covers all spending through the rest of this year, through this fiscal year, and would put us on track for for a more responsible way to govern, and especially on the appropriations and budget side.
Thanks for all the calls, questions, comments. As always, Congressman, we'll talk to you next week.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.